From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico State Police are investigating a shooting involving the Chavez County Sheriff's Office after a man deputies were attempting to arrest was fatally shot Sunday night in Midway. New Mexico State Police have identified the deceased as 31-year-old Sergio Quiteres Chariz of Midway. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington has more.
Our protocol is that once something like that happens, we like to be transparent. I have four deputies total that are on administrative leave.
And they will assist state police in every way possible, including turning over a Avail Web video of the incident.
So, and one of the things on this Avail Web as well is it's all GPS. So it shows, it tracks the car and the deputy the whole time they're on shift.
No services were held for Eddy County Clerk Robin Vanetta, who passed away from a sudden illness a week ago today. Jerry Strong, the public information officer for Eddy County, elaborates.
And she had been in the hospital and passed away Tuesday the 16th that afternoon. Many of us did not know that she had been sick, and so it was quite a shock to the staff and employees of Eddy County.
Strong explains the protocol to appoint a new county clerk.
State statute requires that position be appointed from the county commission, and we're not 100% certain, but that might possibly take place at the next commission meeting, which will be April 6th.
Who's your deputy clerk?
That is Darlene Rosprin, kind of stepping into that role, making sure the day-to-day functions of the clerk's office are running smoothly. And
the New Mexico Department of Health reports that 14,892 COVID-19 vaccines have been given to residents here in Lee County. 10,028 of them are COVID-19 booster second doses and have been given to residents here as well. Health personnel from the Norley Hospital District will be giving vaccines this Wednesday and Thursday at the Lee County Event Center in Hobbs. On Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., initials by appointment only, and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for the second dose booster shot by appointment only. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.